John, chapter 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciples, to the marriage. And when the wine failed, the mother of Jesus says to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus says to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." His mother says to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 waterpots of stone set there after the Jews' manner of purifying, containing about 20 or 30 gallons each. Jesus says to them, "Fill the waterpots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he says to them, "Draw out now, and bear to the ruler of the feast." And they bore it. And when the ruler of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and didn't know from where it was, but the servants that had drawn the water knew, the ruler of the feast calls the bridegroom. And says to him, "Every man sets on first the good wine, and when men have drank freely, then that which is worse, you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he, and his mother, and his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. And the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And he made a scourge of cords, and cast all out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money, and overthrew their tables. And to those who sold the doves he said, "Take these things from here, don't make my Father's house a house of merchandise." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will eat me up." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he spoke this, and they believed the scripture, and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed on his name, watching his signs which he did. But Jesus did not trust himself to them, for that he knew all men. And because he did not need that anyone should bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.